Hi everybody, it's Angel and Bonnet here. I just want to start by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. I hope that you all have such a brilliant day and I'm sending you all lots and lots of love. Right, so today's story is called Seize the Day with Lily Mae at the Christmas Tea. And this one was written by Sandy Spence Narron. This book is available on Amazon. Every day with Lily Mae seems different than before. Each day starts with something new behind her every door. Carpe diem, it's 8 a.m. Good morning, let's get dressed. It's Christmas time and all is fine. I'll wear my velvet dress. I think the word is ooh la la. It seems to ring a bell. With shiny shoes, my glove and hat, it's easily to choose. Today is a Christmas party, a tea to be exact. Fine china, butter scones and cream, with pink cupcakes and Jack. Yes, Jack will wear his Christmas vest and be on his best behavior. Gabby's invitation reads, "Bring your furry friends." I'll also bring a gift for her and one for gift exchange. We call the game Prezi. It's a fancy name for gifts. I love to wrap it pretty. Fancy pearls like mine will do. They come from oysters in the sea. Extraordinary thought. Next time my papa eats a peck, I'll need to tell him so. It'd rather be a waste to watch him eat a pearl, you know. Now off we go to Gabby's house. It's time to have some fun. It's Christmas time, goodwill to men, and jolly old Saint Nick. Don't forget the candy canes and counting every lick. Oh, how fun to sit and eat and drink our Christmas tea. The best is finally finding out what lies inside the box. I got a model of a ship. It looks like one I've seen. I'll pretend to be the captain, sail across the seas. At every stop, explore the land and try out all the sweets. My favourite was the limone dessert along the coast of Italy. Malva pudding, south of Africa, pure heaven in my mouth. Sugar puffs in Paris, ice cream in Peru. There is so much more to explore, but for now, au revoir to you. Oh, what a jolly good time, full of Christmas cheer. I'll keep the memories safe inside till more are made next year. It's almost time for Santa Claus. We must not make a sound. He comes to help us celebrate the day that love was found. I think I hear his footsteps. I can hardly move. I think my body's frozen with pure joy inside this room. I'll dream of all the presents. I must go right to sleep. Brush my teeth, brush my hair, fill my water cup, eye mask on, covers up. Good night to you, and you and you. Until next time we play. Merry Christmas, and affectionately yours, your bestie, Lily Mae. The end. Wow, guys, that was such an amazing story. I really hope you enjoyed it, because I really enjoyed reading it to you. Well, that's all. Good night, everybody, and Merry Christmas.